Blog Talk Radio.
And blessings to everyone that is tuning in this Saturday morning, February the 20th, 2016, 9 a.m. Central Time. I am so grateful for those that continue to tune in to the Black Box Show. I am your co-host, Roosevelt Muhammad. I thank you for listening to this show in the U.S. and outside of the U.S., regardless of your creed, your class, your color, your lifestyle, even your age, no matter what, I thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time tuning in to the Black Box Show, I thank you for tuning in to this self-help show, this self-improvement show, that we deal with inspiration, we deal with positivity, we deal with wisdom and knowledge, and to understand that life is what we make it to be. It's not depend upon outside forces to turn our switch on and off, whether or not to be happy or sad, to be rich or poor. It's a decision that we must say, this is for us, regardless to whom or what. And this is why this topic is sufficient for all of us, entitled Dream Killers. Dream killers. Wow. Some of us have seen the movie Poltergeist. We have seen the movie Friday the 13th. We have seen the movie Freddy Krueger. We have seen the movie Halloween. We have seen other horror flicks. And all of the movies in this category deal with what is going on inside of the mind. Which mind? The mind is the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind accepts everything. It doesn't have the control to say, I'm going to accept positive right now instead of negative. Whatever we feed the subconscious mind, that is what the subconscious mind will react to, will put out to the universe, communicating with the ether, sending out the frequency, sending out those airwaves, and we get in return what we entertain. So the state of mind that we need to be in is the state of mind that is of peace, that is of happiness, that is a state of mind that no matter what situation we can be in, it will always be a positive state of mind. And the positive state of mind comes from being in a positive vibration. Some, well, most may say, well, I have a hard time to focus on what I want to do. I have a hard time to believe in myself, to believe in what I can have as dreams. Because I was always told I have to work hard, I will have to always struggle to get what I want. I will always have to make sacrifices to get what I want. And it seems so hard. It seems so hard for me to believe that I can have what I can have. I can have my own business. I can have a home that I can call my own. I do not have to stay with anyone. I do not have to stay in the rumor house. I do not have to stay in an apartment. Well, the reason why people feel this way, because of the compartments in their minds. It's different compartments. It's just like going to a mall. You have different sections in that mall that will suit us. All of the compartments in that mall are different, have different products. But what they have in common is the same mentality, and they have the same way of thinking. Because no matter what store we visit, it's going to be the people that work at that store. Some would have low self-esteem, some would have high self-esteem, some would be in a positive vibration, and some would be in a negative vibration. No matter where we go on the earth, it can be one of the most beautiful places. It can be Hawaii. It can be in Jamaica. It can be in other places that excites us with the beauty, with the structure, with the landscape, and everything that comes with it. And we will find in those places, even though those people may speak more than one language or a different language, it doesn't matter about their outside color. It doesn't matter about their age. We will find people having either a positive or a negative vibration. It's important for us to understand that we are what we think about. It's just that simple. What we need is a solution to our problems, because like myself and many others have been taught that the devil is in you. The devil doesn't always have to stay inside of us. Whatever we call that evil being, that negative being, some call it different from a devil. That negative being inside of us doesn't always have to live in us. Jesus never said it, and Muhammad never said it. Buddhists never said it. Whomever else that we call our higher power, the supreme being, never said that the enemy, the devil, Satan, and evilness always have to live in us. What they gave us was wisdom and knowledge for us to have solutions to remove those problems that keep us stuck, that keep us, whether we are awake or not, we stay having nightmares. We stay having nightmares while we walking, while we driving, no matter where we are. We stay having nightmares, and those nightmares, it comes from negative spirits that comes from our parents and others. And it go on and on and on. The negative spirits that lay pressure on us mentally and emotionally with negative words, this is real. No matter what music you listen to, no matter how much money you making, you cannot escape the identity of the negative forces that lives in you. Money cannot solve this. What can solve this is powerful and positive inclinations, repetitions, repeating over and over again, I am the best. I am positive. I am righteous. I am lawful. I am amazing. I am incredible. I am prosperous. And I have good health. When we say I am, we are declaring that we know who is in control. The God within us is in control. The more we practice the I am repetition, the more we practice the I am inclinations, we continue to build our character and build our will to only show greatness. Greatness comes from within. Material things doesn't identify greatness. It's what's coming from within side of the physical body that we call the temple of the supreme being, and what is being manifested, what is being produced, it shall be delivered to the outside from the inside, and that is a sign of greatness. No matter about whatever vehicle that we drive, that we have great expectations about expectancy of living the way that we want to live. It came from within that physical body that was determined, that was willing to endure. It didn't come from having nightmares. It didn't come from listening to other people's opinions. It didn't come from what people said about us that was negative, because they was refusing to do something positive for themselves. Look at the great inventors. They had dreams, and they carried their dreams into practice. They was pretending what they was dreaming, that they already had it. And that's why it's important for us to see and feel ourselves being, doing, and having whatever we want. We have the dream killers. The dream killers. Who are the dream killers? The dream killers come in the forms of alcohol, drugs, arrogance, vanity. And gossiping. These things will stop our dream. You know more about yourself than anyone else. You know you have greatness sitting inside of you. You know you can do better than what you're doing. You just refuse to get back up again. It doesn't matter how many times you fall down. It doesn't make you a loser. What makes you a loser is when you stay down. When they give you the 3 count. Or they give you the 10 count. Get out of that set line position. Get out of accepting what your company, what your environment is telling you. Look at where you work at. Look at the people that have been there 10 plus years. They have nothing else to fall back on. They working to have insurance, medical insurance, dental insurance, health insurance. They working just to pay bills. That's not living. That's only existing. The TV in the box is no good. If it's only in the box and not being used, it's just sitting there. That TV was built to be used, to be a comfortable resource to please human beings, a comfortable resource to please human beings, for human beings to enjoy what they are looking at on the monitor. And you have to be careful what you're looking at. That's why I do not have cable. I do not need cable. I want to be in control of whatever I'm looking at. I do not need 200 channels. When you know you're not going to be looking at 200 channels, you're going to only look at a few channels, maybe 10 or less, to comfort you. But what you're looking at, is it benefiting you? Or is it making you still be in an ill situation? Is it making you happy? Is it making you sad? Is it causing you to be productive? Is it causing you to grow and develop to what the supreme being made you to be? How can the supreme being help you when you're not willing to help yourself? That's why a lot of people do not believe in the supreme being, because they feel as though that as long as I talk to the higher power, as long as I pray to the higher power, it's supposed to be abracadabra. It doesn't work like that. If it were just that simple, and if it was just that easy, it would be more chaos in this outside world where we live. It doesn't work like that. We all, no matter, it can be the richest person on the earth to the poorest person on the earth, we all will be tested and tried in our personal life, in our domestic life, in our family life, and so on and so on. It's not because we did something bad. It's not because the supreme being hate us or dislike us. The purpose of being tested and tried is for us to see ourselves, to see what we are made of. We know who we are made from, but we have to know that what we are made from, we have to know what we are made of. Can we endure when things happen in our lives unexpectedly? Will we give up? Will we throw in the towel? Will we become dissatisfied? Will we take out on others being miserable, and we want others to feel the misery that we are experiencing. We become our own and our biggest dream killers because we have accepted the environment where we live and the company that we keep. If you've been around people all your life, or you just coming into the company of people and they are not productive, and they continue to say, I shoulda, woulda, coulda, and all of the negative things when you go out and you want to be productive, they are the first ones to tell you it's impossible and no, you can't do. Why would you stay anywhere where there's no growth, where there is no happiness, there is no peace? You keep talking to the same people and they keep telling you about other people, what they ain't doing and what they got. You believe that Roosevelt Muhammad gonna be on the phone with anybody? Really? I'm promoting them without getting paid. You think I'm going to talk about any entertainer or anybody that have what I want, and I'm going to tell the next person what this person got? All I'm doing, I'm going to tell you about the power of the mind. When you do that, you cause that person to continue to have more than what they have. You may see them with a brand new Rolls Royce, and guess what? When you look up, they're going to have a brand new Lamborghini. And that comes from people like us continuing to talk about them. And what we do, we send that vibration, we send that communication to the universe. And that universe, in return, instead of giving us the new Rolls Royce, giving us the new Lamborghini, they add it to the people that we're talking about. That's how powerful the mind is. That's why you need to tune in to the Black Box Show, because this show is about productivity. It comes to humanity. No matter about your religious belief, no matter about your color, no matter about your lifestyle, no matter what you're going through in life, you need to tune in to the Black Box Show. This Black Box Show is a place where you will be healed, where you will be restored, and you will have the willpower with inspiration and motivation and dedication to set yourself in heaven at once. Heaven ain't up in the sky, in the ether, on Mars, on Pluto. You're going to get burned like putting paper on fire. The heaven that you need to understand is sitting right up inside of you. You can make your life, you can make your life a living hell or a living heaven. It's the state of mind. You can download this show. I thank you for tuning in. And if you want to book Roosevelt Muhammad to come to your city, to come to your state, Roosevelt Muhammad would be more than happy, because my sole purpose is to save the poor thinking people and those that have given up on themselves. That's my sole purpose. And everybody needs to know their purpose in life. If you want Roosevelt Muhammad to come to your city or state, you can call 612-978-4048. Thank you. Have a blessed and prosperous life.